Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Watch out for a walkout at Walgreens.
About 200 Walgreens stores across the country, including in Kansas City, are expected to have pharmacists and techs walk off the job this week. No locations have been confirmed, including the metro area, but pharmacists are reportedly sick of not having adequate help to do their jobs. A similar walkout took place at CVS at the end of September.
The Kansas Supreme Court has announced cases it will hear in a special session on Tuesday, November 14th, in Dodge City. One is an appeal from a Finney County District Court regarding a conditional use permit issued to Huber Sand Incorporated for a sand and gravel quarry. American Warrior claims the permit issued is void and unenforceable. The court begins at 6:30 at Dodge City High School. There will be an informal reception afterward. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, the Russell County Sheriff's Office reported that it's still searching for a man who reportedly fell out of a boat at Wilson Lake on Sunday. At 4:04 p.m. on October 8th, a female called the Russell County 911 dispatch to report that a man had fallen off of a boat at Wilson Lake. And the dispatch learned that the man and woman had been boating toward the west side of Wilson Lake when the male occupant fell out of the boat and possibly struck his head on the boat as he fell. Emergency crews were notified of the situation, and units responded from the Russell County Sheriff's Office, along with units from the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Russell County EMS, and multiple other rural fire agencies. This incident is being investigated by the Russell County Sheriff's Office, along with the assistance of those other state and local agencies, and this was still an active search and investigation as of Tuesday afternoon. The Russell County Sheriff's Office wants to thank all partner agencies for their long hours of hard work up to this point, and stated that due to this being an active investigation, no more information would be released at this time. Kansas school districts continue to fill in the gaps for funding special education as challenges at the state level persist. And on Monday, Kansas lawmakers held a special committee meeting on the complexities involved in funding these services to Kansas students. This year, the legislature provided a small increase of $7.5 million for special education, which is substantially smaller than what was requested and smaller still than what Kansas law requires. The state is supposed to cover 92% of the excess costs for special education, but the Kansas State Department of Education estimates a little less than 70% of excess costs for special education are covered by the state, and the difference is on the districts. KSDE Deputy Commissioner for the Division of Fiscal and Administrative Services, Dr. Craig Neuenswander, said statewide last year it was 76.4%, and this year, the estimate, and that's all it is at this point, is 69.1%. He said it's dropping in part because costs increase, but also in part because the ESSER funds that were dedicated to special education are almost gone, but not entirely. So again, they're back to the same issue of federal funding. On Monday, Kansas lawmakers continued discussions on special education funding, including taking recommendations on the formula, but as some call for changes to the calculation, the Kansas State Board of Education, districts, and special education providers continue to request the state fund special education at 92%. This year included the creation of a task force to take a deep dive into special education funding, given its complexity, but that group hasn't met yet. And lawmakers and state education leaders also say part of the problem is that the federal government isn't meeting the funding it's supposed to provide for special education. Winter wheat planting is progressing across Kansas, with more than half of the crop having been planted, with 28% emerged. Corn harvest is 64% complete, 9% ahead of the five-year average, with 52% of the crop in good to excellent condition, and 39% of the soybean crop is in, with 20% of the crop rated good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions are 16% good to excellent, subsoil moisture is 27% adequate, and topsoil moisture is rated 33% good to excellent. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Governor Kelly and Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed recently announced 7 expansion and modernization highway projects, a total investment of more than $350 million, have been committed to construction as part of the Kelly administration's bipartisan 10-year, $10 billion Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, also known as IKE. Governor Kelly said when combined with the first 2 rounds of IKE construction projects, these investments are part of a $2 billion commitment to make Kansas roads safer, reduce congestion, create good jobs, and deliver more economic opportunities. And getting these projects to construction will make getting around Kansas safer and easier. Since the passage of the IKE program in 2020, the Kelly administration has advanced to construction more than $2 billion for highway modernization and expansion projects. In addition to revealing the latest round of IKE construction pipeline projects, Governor Kelly and Reed also announced the final phase of 2 projects remaining from the T-Works program that will go to construction in 2026, as the 2 safety improvement projects on K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties will officially complete the T-Works transportation program. In Norton County, Highway K-383 will be constructed over the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge east of Almena for 2 miles northeast to the Norton-Phillips County line. And the cost for this project is $19 million for the 2-lane roadway. In Phillips County, Highway K-383, the 2-lane roadway, will be reconstructed to include the addition of shoulders and hill removal from the Norton-Phillips County line 10 miles northeast to Prairie Dog Creek. The cost of this project is $31 million, and both of the projects are scheduled for fiscal year 2026. To see more information on these projects and other details, you can visit ksdot.gov. Kansas State University is gearing up for the 2nd year of presidential community visits across Kansas, which focuses on the people of Kansas and their communities, as K-State is visiting multiple communities throughout the state to listen to and learn from the Kansans who live there. The 2023-2024 academic year will include 9 new county regions, and they are Allen County, Barton County, Ellis County, Jackson County, Norton County, Phillips County, Reno County, Seward County, and Smith County. K-State will stop in the 9 communities during the course of 4 visits, and the dates include locally November 7th through the 9th in Great Bend, Hays, Norton, Phillipsburg, and Smith Center. The exact locations and additional event details about each visit will be provided closer to the dates. Each visit will include activities to engage with Kansans in the surrounding region, and students will lead several events, including community conversations, recruitment activities, and events to highlight university partnerships and K-State research and extension relationships. The events for each regional community visit will be free and open to all Kansans, community members, leaders, families, current and future students, and parents. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, are now accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest, and state and national winners are selected from contestants that are split into east and west regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dryland no-till, dryland tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. The entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th, and the goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of their entry, and more than one member of a family may enroll. However, each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed, and the divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel. It's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Department of Agriculture on Tuesday released the monthly U.S. agriculture trade update. Michael Clements shares more.
New monthly trade data from the Department of Agriculture shows a record monthly trade deficit for agriculture. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist, shares the numbers.
Well, the new trade data puts us out through August of 2023. And in August, we had the largest monthly trade deficit that we've ever had in U.S. agricultural trade. We had almost $12.5 billion in exports, a little over $16 billion in imports, which means we had a trade deficit of over $3.6 billion in a single month.
Nye says the strong U.S. dollar is behind the deficit.
The strong interest rates that we've seen in the United States over the last year and a half trying to combat inflation is really leading to a strong U.S. dollar. And that strong U.S. dollar makes imports relatively less expensive, but it makes it difficult for our exports to compete globally because our products are priced in a relatively expensive dollar.
Nye adds that the strong dollar means agriculture export values are lower and an increase in some imports.
Overall, U.S. ag export value is down by about 9%. But when we break it out, what we see is that the vast majority of that decrease is in major bulk products, which are down 16% relative to the same time last year, whereas high-value products are only down by 4%. When we look at imports and where we're seeing those import numbers pop, then fresh and frozen vegetables, which are up over 15% this year compared to last year.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And delivery of food may be the way to increase access in rural America, according to a recent report by CoBank. While roughly 1 in 10 Americans face food insecurity, rural communities are particularly affected. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
To some, the sound of a bag of seed being opened marks a year of unpredictability and sleepless nights. But for those opening a bag of Pioneer brand corn, it brings a different set of feelings. To them, That sound marks innovation, knowing every seed has been proven in the toughest environment possible, the field. It marks the start of the best year you'll ever have. Pioneer brand corn hybrids, field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/innovation.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures will be very warm today, well above average, but cooler weather is on the way as a strong cold front takes shape to our west. That system will arrive over western Kansas tomorrow and will cross our state early Friday. Some precipitation will be possible across our northern and northeastern counties with that cold front, but most of the state will stay dry. For now, very warm and windy through the afternoon. Our highs today in the 80s. The wind will continually pick up through the afternoon and tonight, and we have a high wind watch posted for the western and into parts of central Kansas. On the map, the warm front that moved in yesterday is now over northern Kansas with a low pressure center in southeast Colorado and a dry line over our western counties. Circulation around that low is causing gusty wind for most of our state as we have that cold front now entering the Rockies on its way here. The wind will pick up this evening. A few isolated thunderstorms are possible across our northern counties. Looking at tomorrow morning, the cold front will move into western Kansas with very gusty wind at 25 to 35 miles an hour and a few gusts up to 60 in our western high plains. Temperatures will be cooler in the northwest counties tomorrow. Then the front moves into eastern Kansas late tomorrow evening. Moist air will move in, so we may see some showers and thunderstorms in the eastern and northeastern counties. Friday, things clear out, but it will stay very windy. Friday's highs will be in the 50s and 60s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-80s with upper 40s and low 50s overnight. We're in the mid-80s for the north-central counties. Tonight, low to mid-60s. Mid-80s northeast and mid-60s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 80s southwest and tonight upper 40s and low 50s. Mid-80s south central tonight mid-60s. And for the southeast counties, low to mid-80s with low to mid-60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.